Say good evening again to all in the audience. Before I read the scripture that the Lord has laid on my heart for this evening, I'd like to say that preaching the gospel, whether it's here at Grove City, at Eastern Bible Conference, or at your local assembly, or at camp, or in the streets, is an awesome responsibility. It is also a great privilege to preach the gospel. There's nothing more privileged in my mind than preaching the gospel. You know, the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. And tonight, it is our desire that as the gospel is preached, that if there's a soul in the audience that needs salvation, that you will not leave your seat tonight. You know, we talk about not only the responsibility, the privilege of speaking the gospel, but there's a great responsibility. Right now, as you're sitting in your seat, and if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as the word goes forth tonight, we stand between the living and the dead. Between darkness and light, between hell and heaven. So it is a serious matter. So what I'm going to say to you tonight, that if you're not 100% sure, and I'd like to start with this, even before I read the scripture, that if you are not 100% sure tonight, that if the Lord Jesus Christ were to come, we're going to tell you not to leave your seat. If it takes all night to labor with you, that is our desire. It is our responsibility as those who already know the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior. You know, the songs that we sung were awesome. It presented to us the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what I would like to present before us tonight for the 20 or so minutes that we have. Turn with me in the scriptures to John chapter 19, and we'll just read a few verses, and as we go, we'll comment on others. But I'd like to start with verse 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 1. It says, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put them on his head. And they put on him a purple robe, and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye might know that I find no fault in him. This is the verse that I want us to consider tonight. Verse 5. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. Behold the man, Christ Jesus. And I want to take that another step. I want to add a couple of other words to that phrase. And what I want to bring before you tonight is to have you behold the man Christ Jesus on the cross. Pilate says, "Behold the man." And it's our desire tonight, and Pilate made this statement because he wanted to mock Jesus. He held Jesus before the Jews in derision. And it's our desire tonight that as we present him to you, as you behold him on the cross, that it will not be in derision, but it would be with the fact, in knowing that you need salvation and you need to turn your life over to him. So let's start by talking about that man on the cross. You know, we live in a society today where men are put on pedestals, athletes, businessmen, people who are inventors. You know, we give a lot of credence to these men. But the man that I'm going to share with you tonight is greater than any man or anything that ever existed or that we know of. So let me tell you about this man, first of all, that we are asking you to behold. You know, I don't have to even turn to the many volumes that men have wrote about him, because the scriptures tell us everything we need to know about him. Just turn to Hebrews chapter 1, right? Or Hebrews in general. What do we have concerning him? We have the greatness and the glory of the Lord Jesus. The scriptures said of him that God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, but it have in these last days spoken unto us in Son. I want to tell you that if you go to the book of Hebrews tell us that he's greater than angels. He's greater than the prophets. He's greater than Moses in chapter 3. He's greater than Aaron. He's greater than Melchizedek, the high priest. He's greater than Abraham. And we heard a lot about him this morning. He is great. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he is Son. He's the very Son of God. That man that hung on the cross for you, for your sins, my sins, is the eternal Son of God. The scriptures also tell us in John chapter 1 that he's not only the eternal Son, but he's the very expression of who God is. You know, the scripture tells us that he's the one who declared God to you and to me. So you want to know God? All we have to do is look at the Lord Jesus. The scripture says that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, not only expressed who God was, he expressed God's thoughts. He expressed God's ways in the scriptures. He expressed God's worth. The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the man we are asking you to behold tonight. And you know, the scripture tells us that the one who was eternal became flesh. John chapter 1, verse 14. He became flesh for the very purpose of going to Calvary's cross to die for your sins and mine. And thank God that he did. because of who he is. The very God-man, God and man in one glorious person, because of who he is. The man that we're asking you to behold tonight, that man is available, the Lord Jesus Christ, to save your precious soul. And it is precious. Your soul is precious. We often say, and we say this many times to the campers, you know, a lot of times for young people, we think that we come to camp or we come to Grove City to see our friends. But I want to tell you tonight, God has another plan. God has placed you in these seats because he wants you to come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And we're going to tell you tonight that if you're not 100% sure, we want you not to leave these pews tonight. There are many brothers who will stay behind and share with you the glad tidings, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the wonderful thing about him, the Lord Jesus, that man, that person on the cross that we're asking you to behold, he's not only the Son of God. He's not only eternal. And actually, we didn't even mention this, but in Colossians 1, he's the Son of God's love. He's the one who's associated with God the Father from eternity. What a wonderful person that he's put before your gaze and my gaze this evening. If you go through the book of John, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is not only all of those wonderful glories that we mention, but there are many more. He's the I Am. He's the light. Are you in darkness? And if you are without Christ, we want to tell you unequivocally that you are in darkness. And the only way to experience light is to have a knowledge, a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to tell you very simply tonight how to get there. You know, we can go on and we can preach all night, but we're not going to do that. We're going to get straight to the point and tell you, based on the authority of God's word, how you can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior tonight. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, the scripture tells us that he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the bread of life. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. That's the one that we're telling you about tonight. The good shepherd who laid his life down for the sheep. And tonight, we're going to ask you, just like he laid his life down, to simply come lay your life at the foot of the Lord Jesus, at the foot of the cross. You know, most of us in this world, you know, we come and we want to be served. One of the beautiful things of coming to Grove City is that we get serviced very well. We enjoy great meals. We enjoy the service of those who minister to us. We sit under the word in the various reading meetings, in the various Bible studies. And in a sense, people service us in so many ways. But the Lord Jesus Christ, that man who we're asking to behold on the cross this evening, the person that we just described to you as the great I Am, as the eternal Son of God, as the very expression of who God is. You know, the scripture says about him, and I believe it's in Mark, He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The Lord gave his life for puny men like you and I. And the most you can do is return the favor, so to speak, and give your life to him tonight. You know, we talk about this man, but I'd like to share with you why it is imperative that you turn your life over to him. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, the path that he took, I want you to think about it this evening. The path that he took for you was one of rejection. I didn't read those verses, but if you look at verse 14 and 15, I'll just look at verse 15 in the interest of time. You know, when Pilate brought him to the people and he said, "Behold your king. Look at him. This is the man you call your king." What did they say? They said, "Away with him. Crucify him. Crucify him." And I'm going to say to you tonight, if you're a young person in the audience and you're still rejecting the Lord Jesus, you might be distracted this evening. We want to say to you that in hearing the gospel, you're again responsible. And we don't want you to take this responsibility lightly. It says, they said, "Away with him." Maybe you're not overtly saying to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, "Away with you." But maybe you're distracted. Maybe you're not paying attention. Maybe your mind is somewhere else. Maybe your thoughts are somewhere else. I want to bring you back. And I want you to listen not to me, but I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit. Because there's no doubt that many prayers have gone up for these gospels. And on the authority of the Word of God, on the authority of the prayers that have gone up, because the Scripture says, if two or three pray touching any matter, it should be done. There's no doubt that tonight the Lord is speaking to your heart. And it's incumbent upon you that you listen. Because the Scripture tells us that, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." You don't have another second. Don't ever take it for granted, because this might be the last time the gospel is preached. So don't reject him tonight. You know, I'd like you to think about this, because the path of the Lord Jesus Christ was one of surrender. You know, in verse 16 of this same John chapter 19, it says that, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away." So he surrendered his life. And tonight, he surrendered his life so that you might surrender yours to him. You know, his life was surrender, but it was surrender in a way where he was going to suffer. But the Scripture says that he suffered that you never might. You know, the Scripture says, "It is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, there's judgment. And none of us can endure God's judgment. That is why He sent His Son to die for you and for me. But you know, that's not the end of the story. The scripture says, he that hears my word, in John chapter 5, verse 24, and believes on him that sent me, have everlasting life, shall never, ever come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Time is gone. I'm going to stop here. And I'm going to say this. I want you to hear tonight the words from the cross. And there are many of them. But in the interest of time, I'm just going to mention one. And it's found in verse 30 of this same chapter. After the Lord Jesus Christ had suffered from the hands of men for righteousness' sake, he then suffered at the hands of God for sin, for 3 hours, your sin. No, the scripture says, it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He has put him to grief, in Isaiah 53, verse 10. His holy soul was made an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. The pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand. So tonight, I want you to consider this. Salvation is as simple as ABC. There are lots of children here. And I'm sure most of them or all of them know what the ABCs are. So you can ask, how can I be saved tonight if you're not sure? And here's how simple it is. All you have to do is accept what God has said about you. What has He said? That all have sinned, according to Romans chapter 3, and have come short of the glory of God. All have sinned, and all includes you. As an individual. Now, last night we heard about the objective side of the gospel and the subjective side. Tonight, it is all subjective. It is all about you. And God said, you are a sinner and you need salvation. And how do you do that? Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And see, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is the gospel in a nutshell. Simply open your heart. I'll tell you a quick story. I sat in pews like these at a camp many, many moons ago. And the gospel was preached. And the brother who preached the gospel is here tonight. And I remember the brother saying, if you're not 100% sure, and I grew up in a Christian home, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure of my salvation. He says, if you're not 100% sure, don't leave your seat. And I wanted, with every fiber in my body, to leave, to get up and leave. But it seems like the Lord says, no, I was stuck to that seat. And that's what I want to pray tonight. That happens to you if you don't know the Lord Jesus. If you're not 100% sure, or if you need assurance of your salvation, you're going to ask that the Lord glue you to those seats tonight so that you can get this opportunity to turn your heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to close with this song. There's room at the cross for you. You're going to sing that song. And then what we're going to ask at the end of this song is that those of us who need to file out will. And we're going to say to you, young person, older person, child, that if you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't leave your seat. Or if you need assurance of your salvation, or if you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. You know, there have been a lot of tears I've seen shed over the last couple of days about the condition of our young people, about the condition of our assemblies. And we know for a fact, and working amongst young people, that there are many who need to rededicate their lives to the Lord Jesus. If you need to do that, we're going to ask tonight that you take that opportunity to do so. So we're going to ask you to stay in your seat as elders file out at the end of this, at the end of this meeting. There's room at the cross.
Thank you.
Shall we close the meeting in prayer? Blessed God and Father, we thank thee tonight for the simplicity of the gospel. We thank thee that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. We thank thee, blessed God and Father, that you have extended the day of grace. We're men, women, boys and girls can come to know the Savior who doesn't only give life, but gives life more abundantly. We thank thee that you have brought many here this week because you have an express purpose to affect our lives, to see the Lord Jesus Christ afresh, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. And for those who might not know thee, Lord Jesus, for those who are still undecided, we thank thee tonight that all they have to do is come to thee believing, come to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, the one who promises that if we come to him, he will in no wise cast out. So we're going to ask this evening that you will arrest some heart, some soul this evening. The scripture tells us that Paul plants, Apollos waters, but God gives the increase. And we were asking for increase tonight for thy glory and thy grace. In thy name, Lord Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.